Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Kisaya? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, am I speaking to Kisaya?
Yep.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 21 older or registered to vote?
Yeah, I'm older. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
50-50.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What is your race?
White.
Thank you very much. And what is your age?
25.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You state 10 if it is the most important issue, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So, reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Wait, what did you say?
Reducing substance abuse in our communities. Remember that you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay. That's 6.
Thank you very much. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable.
8.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education.
probably 6.
Thank you. Now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
About the same.
Thank you very much. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. Marijuana and other cannabis products, alcohol, opioids and fentanyl, ecstasy and other party drugs, cigarettes, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
And what was the question again?
Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latina community? You can select up to 2 of the ones that I mentioned.
Okay. I'm not really sure, so I'll just say crack, I guess.
Okay. You can, that's okay. You can select up to 2, or that will be the only one?
Just that one's fine.
Thank you. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. So, tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latina community?
Yes.
Okay. Will you say that you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. So, heat not burn tobacco products?
Not at all familiar.
Okay. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat familiar.
Oral nicotine patches?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. We're almost done, okay? We just have a few questions left. Thank you. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more education in anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market.
Probably the last one, smoke-free alternatives.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read two statements. I'm going to read to you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. So, statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. So which of those statements do you agree with more?
Ooh. Hmm.
Will you say the one for the harm reduction, or the second one, which talks about being too dangerous?
Probably harm reduction.
Okay, and will you say, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. And what will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Less.
Okay, and will you say it's somewhat less harmful or much less harmful?
Somewhat less harmful.
Thank you very much. Now, I just have a few more statements for you, okay? We're almost done. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? So, statement 1. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. While smoke-free tobacco product contains nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. So from 0 to 10, do you agree, somewhat agree, strongly agree? You can use any number.
Okay, yeah. 3.
Thank you. Now, statement 2. Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we cannot just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year.
7.
Thank you. Now, the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proof through hundreds of scientific products applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
8.
Thank you very much. We're almost on, okay? So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latina community? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe, tobacco.
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Okay. Oral nicotine patches?
Nope.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay. Cigarettes?
Nope.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We're almost on, okay? So these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm a senior in my bachelor's degree, so I'm not sure.
So that
sure.
Means some college?
Some college, yeah.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Mm-hmm. Would you say we're working class or low income?
Take your time.
I don't know how they define wealthy now.
I'll just say working class, yeah.
Thank you very much. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, in the 2020 president election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
No, I don't think I voted that year.
Okay, thank you very much. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Neither.
Okay, thank you very much. Perfect. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Your opinion is very important. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.